This episode of Begin the Search was recorded March 12, 2022. I went ahead and dug into the archives. I got into my recorded files and put together this episode for you guys because I thought, why not? I actually went through the effort to record it and talk about it. This is about the permission to dance on stage in Seoul, where the K armies had the, I think it's where they had those clapping, you know, those devices, the clappers, I don't know what they're called. But I got to go watch it in the theater that day with a friend, with an army friend, and a couple of her family members. And so I just went ahead and recorded it for kind of like for my own memories. I wanted to share it with you guys just in case there's something here that you might enjoy. So yes, it's a couple months old, a few months old now. This is from March this year, 2022, but I thought it might be okay to go ahead and post it now. Armies everywhere, hello! This is Kay with Kathos TV. Kathos TV and Twitter, and I've just left the theater where I got to watch the Permission to Dance in Seoul Day 2, and the K armies were getting rained on, and they must have been so cold and so happy to just be together and see BTS in person. I don't know what the venue was, but it was only filled to about one third capacity, for lack of a better word, but I met up with one in real life army friend and two of her family members. So thank you to that friend for going and buying a ticket the same time as me so we could be together once again in real life. And now I'm headed home. Yes, I'm in my car. Yes, yes. But once I get home, I'm not going to have privacy and it won't be a good time to record. And I just want to get my feelings down now. This kind of immortalizes it in a recording for me so that I can talk about what I saw and felt instead of waiting for a while, instead of forgetting anything. I mean, of course I'm going to forget stuff anyway, but it's the first time I've seen BTS on such a huge screen, of course. Well, no, that's not true. I saw Bring the Soul and I saw Break the Silence, but this is the first concert experience where I could see them so big on such a big screen.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I cried during, it was during Fake Love and what was the one before that? I can't remember. It was the end of the first set. So was it DNA? I feel like I was crying during DNA. Man, I loved those outfits, you guys. So they had the red and white outfits, the baggy sort of almost athletic pants, but not really, you know, like just the baggy pants, the baggy jackets, the mesh shirts, the red and white shoes, just a lot of really good, nice looking athletic outfits. And let's see, Hobie had the sort of visor like sunglasses or shades on. Nobody had any hats on during that set. But it was wonderful. They started with On, of course. And one thing I noticed was that the backing track was not so loud this time. So every time I've purchased a ticket for the Untacked experience, you know, watching their concerts, their online concert streams, every time I've purchased those and watched them on my TV through my computer, and Permission to Dance in Vegas is actually only about 5 hours away from me. And just to get this out of the way, to answer your question that you might be asking, no, I do not have a ticket. And on purpose, I did not buy a ticket, even though 5 hours away is like a dream come true. I did also get a code, which I didn't get a code last time for Permission to Dance live in LA. I got a code this time, but I wasn't able to purchase anything because funds are too tight right now. So I'll just get that out of the way. It's uncomfortable for me to talk about, but I am not able to do that right now. So just congratulations to everybody who was able to secure some tickets, and have a great time, and have a great time on behalf of all armies who can't go, and other friends all over the world who can't go and they wish they could go and have never gotten to see BTS in person either. So everyone who is going, please have a lovely, wonderful time for all of us who cannot make it to Permission to Dance Live in Seoul and Permission to Dance Live in Las Vegas. But let me get back to, I said I was going to tell you what I wore today. So besides just blue jeans and black boots, I brought my Fila bag. So I bought Fila. I've been into Fila since before I knew about BTS, honestly. When I buy shoes, it's got to be Fila. When I buy a purse or a bag, it's got to be Fila. Help me feel more like I'm a tiny bit more connected to BTS. I don't have any BTS merch to wear, so I wore my long-sleeved white shirt that I bought at a store, and I wrote on it and drew on it and painted on it with purple paints. I drew the BTS symbol, the BTS logo and the ARMY logo on the front. That was kind of my low-key sort of way to do it, but that was the only way that I could wear something related to BTS, and also other armies who were there could see, if they ran into me or whatever, that they could see that I was wearing something that had to do with BTS. Also, I have one dangle earring that's kind of like an earring Jimin has worn before, and on the other side I wore a hoop earring. So on purpose, I mismatched and tried to do as close to what I have that BTS members have. And then I wore five rings on my left hand and one ring on my right hand. Oh, and purple eyeshadow. I did a purple eye look, which is one of my favorite colors anyway, but I just wanted to do that. I didn't have any face paint or anything. I don't have any headbands, like BT21 headbands or any bandanas or any stuff like that. So that's what I did. Anyway, let me get back into ON. So during ON, what I was telling you a few minutes back when I started recording is that ON, I really appreciate that the music was not too loud this time, because, and I don't want this to sound like a complaint or anything, when I run that HDMI cable through my laptop to my TV, the backing track, the orchestration, the production is usually much louder than BTS vocals. And while I love good loud music, I just want to hear their voices more. And I don't like that the music can get so loud that it's hard for me to hear them. So I really loved that this time I got to hear their voices. That was spectacular. Their outfits were so amazing. If I can remember right, Namjoon and Tae and JK were all in more red outfits, or at least had the red jackets. JK had like a kind of a thin vest over his jacket, and then Jimin was wearing a white jacket with red mesh shirt underneath that and white pants, and Yoongi was in white, I think, and Hobi was in white, I think. Anyway, well, maybe Hobi had some red on too. Anyway, they all had either mostly red or mostly white, and they looked so good. And even though Permission to Dance colors are more orange and purple, especially a lot of orange and white and purple, I really love that their outfits for this first set were the red and white outfits that were more athletic inspired, the baggier jackets, the baggier pants, the really cool tennies, you know, the really cool shoes, not really boots so much as more like athletic shoes. So I'm not going to try to go through the songs that they performed in each set, because one, I can't remember, two, it doesn't really matter a whole lot, and three, you probably have seen some form of the Permission to Dance concert, whether it was live or on, you know, live in a live stream that you purchased or in clips or whatever. So anyway, I loved the first set, and I started crying during DNA, which was, I think, the last one that they did in the first set. And my friend, she's like, hey, let it all out. I bawled my way through ON when I saw them in LA, so go ahead and let it out, girl. And I was like, yeah, I've got a lot of makeup on. Not a lot, but you know, there's enough. And then for the second set, they came out doing Blue and Gray and Black Swan. and then it goes into Fake Love, and they performed it. And when they all joined their hands like that and walked away one by one, I was already bawling. That was so meaningful. And of course, I love those more flowy, long black outfits, like the sort of tunics and like crisscross sort of suit jacket that kind of flows longer than their hips. I was having a good time, of course. We did clap and cheer in the theater, but not too much. And we did sing along, but not too much. And when I say not too much, I mean we could still hear BTS most of the time. We weren't super, super loud. There was a lady that I saw that I met before the show started, before the concert started. And she said that her husband went into the Batman movie in one of the theaters next door. And he said, "Oh, you guys won't be loud enough for me to hear you cheering and clapping." And she's like, "Oh, yes, we will. You just wait and see." So I have no idea if that happened or not. But it was just really nice to be in a theater that was probably a little less than half full. Maybe, you know what, there was no one in front of me and I was midway up. So everyone else had purchased tickets for higher up towards the back and out to the sides. But I like to go as central as I can in the middle of the screen. So maybe in the middle, center, or a little bit higher than the middle, and just look at it straight on. If I can get like the middle seats, that's what I always try to go for. Two people only brought their army bombs. So there was one up in the right corner and one up in the left corner. They brought their army bombs. I thought people would be more like outgoing and interested in meeting each other. I thought that was gonna maybe happen, but people just kind of kept to themselves at first. And then at the end, when BTS performed Permission to Dance, there were a couple people in the back shouting, "Come on, armies, let's dance! Come on, let's sing!" So a lot of us were singing, or we were doing the movements in our chairs, in our seats. I don't know that anyone actually got up and danced like in the aisle or anything like that. I didn't see it. But I really appreciated Namjoon for saying, "Everyone who's watching in the theater, please sing and dance in your theater." Oh, I'll tell you, there were no subtitles. So every time they had banter, they had the greetings, the opening greetings, or the closing, the ending ments, or anything in between, or some of their banter and stuff, there was no subtitles on the screen. So that's why I kind of also wish that I had purchased the online streaming tickets so I could watch at home and especially watch the replays, because I want to see what they said. I want to see whatever it was translated into, you know, from Korean into English, and I'm not going to have that opportunity, so I won't know what they said. They did get on those orange things where they're like the traveling thing that's enclosing them safely with a rail, and where they go back and forth in front of the rows of armies. I could tell that they were talking so much about the rain and stuff, and maybe even talking about how cold their Korean armies were. I kind of felt like, I looked at the clock during the VCRs, and I kind of felt like maybe they cut this concert one set short. I'm not sure, and I could be totally wrong, but I feel like they might have cut it short because they didn't do that part where they're sitting on the huge couch or bed or whatever it is, where it moves across the stage. And in Permission to Dance on stage in LA, they did, I think they used that. Or at least it was Permission to Dance in Seoul online, where there were no armies in attendance in person. They were sitting on this big couch or big bed, and they performed Life Goes On and Fly to My Room, and I feel like maybe, was it Telepathy, was on that bed couch thing, whatever. They didn't do that this time. They also didn't do Airplane Part 2. Anyway, I just feel like they maybe did cut it short because they felt so bad that their audience needed to get into the dry, you know, needed to get out of the cold, out of the wet, into a dry, cozy place where they could all go home and wash up, take a warm bath and get warm, you know, and get their soft, cozy, warm clothes on, dry clothes. So I feel like they did cut that, the theater showing day two shorter. You can let me know in Twitter, or I don't know, try to let me know somehow, maybe, if you agree with me that it seemed like it was cut shorter. Also, by the time it was over, it was 2 hours. Actually, it was less than 2 hours. It was just under 2 hours and 15 minutes. And normally their concerts are 3 hours, if not 3.5. So I do feel like good on them that they didn't drag things out and they let people go home early and stuff. I have no idea because obviously I wasn't one of those K armies that was there shivering in the cold with their rain ponchos on and their hats and gloves and stuff. I have no idea how cold it was. But if you're BTS and you're up on the stage and you're running and dancing around and you're really using your energy, maybe you weren't that cold. Like even Jimin at one point in the last, was it the last set? It was the set before the last set. He t actually took his denim jacket off and was just wearing his white t-shirt because it looks like maybe he jumped around and danced around so much that he got hot. I don't think he would have done that if he was cold, just for fashion or anything, because he's usually the first member to tell us stay warm, stay healthy, don't get sick. I just really appreciate that there was that opportunity to go see them in the theater like that. And I hope they'll do it in the future because there will always be many of us all over the world who cannot get tickets. Anytime I'm not going to be able to buy a ticket, I sure hope that I will at least have the funds to. What am I saying? Whenever they have a tour, I hope I said that. I'm kind of tired right now and I'm really hungry. Anytime they have a tour, if I'm unable to get a ticket to whatever show, whatever concert in the stadium that I would try to go for, anytime I'm not able to get a ticket in person, which so far has been every time, except for Map of the Soul tour, which we couldn't watch. So I did have two tickets for that. I was going to go two nights in a row in California. It was whenever everything got shut down. Yeah, it was 2020, April 2020. I hope that they will always just make it a thing to put the concerts in the theater at least one day. I'm hoping for that, and I'm just gonna think positively that they will be able to do that for us again. And I hope that all of you guys had the opportunity as well. But I love you guys. I love BTS. They are just, I just kept on exclaiming over and over again, oh my goodness, look at that. Oh my word. Like he's right there. He's right there in our, right in front of your face. And it was great to see them. It was just so amazing. Got to see it with a real life army friend. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi to all of you guys and record my experience of how it was being in the theater and seeing them. Hobi in his bucket hat was darling and adorable, of course, and Tae in his red bandana tied as a sort of sweatband in front of his, on his forehead. And then Namjoon had a hat on that was many colors, like reds and pinks and cream colors, and he was wearing the shorts and everything. And then Jin had a really puffy, sort of pillowy hat on the top of his head that was tied around under his chin with long white sashes, sort of long white ties. And it was an RJ hat. So Jin had that hat on, and then there was this kind of a pale blue teddy bear that was sitting on top of the RJ. And he performed the whole last set like that, jumping around, dancing around, singing like that with the thing tied under his chin. Bless Jin's heart. He's so amazing and he always tries to do something that will make us smile and make us happy and make us feel like that he really thought of something that he could do for us to make us happy. Jimin's hair was amazing. It looked so soft and feathery. It's the perfect length right now. There's like other styles where we really like Jimin's bangs long with the sort of a fade on the sides and in the back, but this time it was longer, like down to not really quite down to like his collar line if you were wearing a collared shirt. Maybe almost that long, but it's just the cut and everything. It's not a mullet. It's not, I don't know, it's not like a shaggy style, but it just looks so good. And of course, it's dark brown or black. And then Yoongi, his hair is black right now, and his hair is a little bit longer and more like fluffy, longer bangs. And then Jin's hair is black right now, and it's longer. And none of these guys have mullets right now. It's just like longer hair, like a little bit shaggy, but just really nice still. They still look clean cut. Lots of forehead, bangs kind of like parted in the middle and softly falling around to the sides of their temples, to their sides of their forehead, not covering up their eyes. JK, his hair is a little shorter right now. Namjoon's hair is a little shorter than the other guys right now, but his bangs were nice and like more full. So I really love Namjoon's hair like that. He's the only one who does not have black or very dark brown hair currently. I guess Hobi's hair is a little bit shorter right now too. I did see Jimin's new tattoo, the crescent moon on his back. I didn't see the other one behind his ear, but I've seen pictures of that in Twitter. So I just really am thankful that I had this opportunity to see BTS today. And that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for today's episode, but I really hope that you guys are doing everything you can to take care of your health, take care of your entire being, your wellness. Try to have a balance. Try to do the things that you know your body and your mind and your spirit needs the most, and everything else will fall into place, or it will just kind of drop off and exit your life, hopefully. It's my best wish for everybody that we're doing the things that will help us to not just survive, but actually thrive and flourish in this world, in our lives. You can find me on Twitter. It's at KathosTV, KathosTV. And I appreciate you guys a lot. Take good care. And until next time, this has been Begin the Search.